The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. WNYC Studios is supported by the Brennan Center for Justice, presenting The Failed Experiment of Mass Incarceration. This virtual event on Wednesday, April 17th at 3 p.m. will feature criminal justice advocates and contributors to the new book, Excessive Punishment, How the Justice System Creates Mass Incarceration. They will discuss why the American approach to criminal justice is so punitive and how reforms would prioritize human dignity and restoration over retribution. Find more information and register for this event at brennancenter.org/events.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From One World Trade Center in Manhattan, this is the New Yorker Radio Hour, a co-production of The New Yorker and WNYC Studios.
Can my dog say hi?
She already is, so I'm not going to violently fling your dog away, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, what's his name?
Her name is Lucy. Notice that I said her with no intonation, so it didn't sound like I was correcting you.
Oh, Lucy. I had a subletter once with a dog named Lucy.
Wow. Small world with there being more than one dog named a thing.
I was subtly calling you unoriginal.
I picked up on that.
Is she a puppy?
No.
Mine loves puppies.
That's irrelevant, because she's not a puppy. She's four.
Oh, four. You said any number. Good thing you didn't say one of those bad numbers. I would have had to be like, your age sucks, all up in Lucy's face.
Actually, I just remembered that she's five, but neither of us cares.
I'm guessing she's a beagle?
Yeah, obviously. Way to go out on a limb there. I bet you're also that person at concerts who says the name of every song out loud so that everyone knows you knew it.
That's so presumptuous, but correct.
Whoa, get down, Lucy.
No, it's fine. I've decided it's okay for your dog to jump up on me. Actually, let me take this opportunity to undermine you further by petting your jumping dog. Does that feel good, little Woosie, undermining your owner?
Stage a coup tonight. Overthrow your master.
We should get going. We're going to circle around the park and then run into you again on the opposite side.
Sounds good. You can pretend to ignore me, but the dogs will pull towards each other, forcing me to diffuse the tension with a half-assed joke. Probably something about how the dogs go way back.
I'm already dreading it. You know, talking to strangers under most circumstances is excruciating, but this forced banter was worth the effort because I got to watch your dog's puffy tail nub wag really fast for 30 seconds.
Likewise. Happy dogs are pretty much the only thing I can unselfconsciously enjoy anymore.
Same. Well, see ya.
Bye. Bye-bye, Lucy. My dog's gonna pee exactly where you just did in one final adorable act of domination.
That's a story by Dan Hopper entitled Every Interaction Between Two Strangers, Walking Dogs, Ever.